for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Jason Cohen, who's heading out to one of his mates' parties, he says, "Dad, finally at last we've got a win," because he had those angry faces.
Yeah, he was unhappy. Is he back on?
He's around the ball in that first term. Contested possessions, Melbourne 162 to Fremantle 150, and they had five more possessions in the end. The D's individually for the winners, Oliver, 28 disposals and 11 clearances. That's a big game in the end. He was leading clearance player on the ground, Clayton Oliver. Tom McDonald, 28 disposals in the end, 7 marks and 3 goals too. A couple of those goals coming at important times in the last quarter, including the one that put the D's in front. Viney, 28. Brayshaw, 24 was good this afternoon. Jones, 22. Petrarca lifted in the last quarter. He had 22 and a goal, boys. Lockhart, his best game for the football club. 2 goals, 2 and 21 touches. Salem, 20. A goal from 20 touches to Max Gorn. May, 18 in his third game for the D's. Frost, very good last quarter, boys, to Sam Frost. 18 disposals. And for the Fremantle Dockers, Nathan Fife would be interesting to get Bluey's steamatic best player this afternoon. He had 31, Hill 31, Conker 26, Langdon 24 and a goal, Tucker 22 and a goal, Brayshaw 20 and a goal. 3 goals, 1 to Brandon Matera. Thought he was really good this afternoon, 18 touches, and Michael Waters, 18 touches and 3 goals, 1 Koza. That's a wrap for Kerr's Hire, where a crowd of 20,211 saw Melbourne 13,785 defeat Fremantle 11,571 to record the D's fourth win of 2019 around the grounds. Brisbane Lions 16 leads Saints Jack.
Oh, bad start.
One behind, 11 remaining in the first quarter there at Marvel Stadium.
City to Surf Solar and also Signature Homes, the fifth quarter. Don't forget, every footy caller of 2019 goes into the draw to win a solar package. Thanks to City to Surf Solar, local Geelong family owned and operated business, and Signature Homes, of course, signaturehomes.net.au, Fine Street in Geelong. Many awards over the years and specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million as well. For Steamatic, Tim McGrath is in the house delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Steamatic standout. Don't panic, call Steamatic. Tim, who did you decide was your Steamatic standout for today?
I'm going away from the obvious here. I didn't think today was all about possessions and accumulating, and I mean, obviously Oliver had a lot of the ball. Tom McDonald, I'm staggered how many he had, but didn't really have, I mean, he kicked goals, but he didn't have a massive influence over the whole day.
Yep.
Fife the same, whatever. So I'm
like watching Fife play football. We don't see him enough over
beautiful
here.
Beautiful player. I mean, I think the standout normally needs to go to someone from the team that won, unless you just look at it and go, geez, he was clearly the best player on the ground. I'm just going a little bit left field here. I thought his pressure around the footy was great, his attack on the ball, and when he kicked his goals when his team was down, it gave him a real spark. And I thought Jade Lockhart was a steamatic standout today. Yep, I thought he was really clean around the ball. His speed was good. He actually made the defenders around him a little bit nervous any time he went near the ball, because he was clean and used it well. So I thought he was their best player today.
All right, so our steamatic standout is the smallest demon out there, Jay Lockhart, 177 centimetres, 75 kgs. It was game number 8 for him, and I reckon he might have kicked 2 goals as well from Tasmania via Casey and via the Docks as well. Riley Beveridge is back from the room, so we might be able to hear from Simon Goodwin in just a moment as well, if he is going to be fronting the media. Riley, great feeling, obviously, in the Melbourne rooms.
Yeah, it was. 4 straight losses going into that bye, as we said, so they desperately need to win. Maxi was right, though. What do they need? 8 or 9 wins from their last 10 games to make finals. So it would appear unrealistic, but, I mean, stranger things have happened. Yes. We saw Richmond a few years ago win, what was it, the last 12 games to make finals, I think it was. And look, if Melbourne's that type of team where if they're a bit of a downhill team, where if they get in a run and they get their confidence up, they start hitting targets inside 50. We know from last year that they can be among the best teams in the competition. So I'm not saying they'll 100% make finals, but I wouldn't rule it out just yet.
Just quickly around the ground, St Kilda have kicked the goal at Marvel. They are 1-1-7, Brisbane Lions 2-4-16. Couple of stories out of it for Fremantle. Mm. Jesse Hogan, obviously, the injury, and Walters, the report.
Yeah, we're just waiting on Ross Lyon's press conference. I think the big one will be Jesse Hogan, given that they're battling for one of the last remaining spots in the top eight for Freo. They've got a good run home, especially with their games over in Perth. But Hogan, with that foot injury, we know he dealt with navicular issues last year. So if it's another navicular injury, that could be his season done.
Oh. Just watching the TV from up here, when he went out to the ground, the Melbourne coach and his ex-teammates got around him to have a chat, that a close-up of him talking, and if you could read lips,
not good.
Just from what he said there, I don't think it's good.
Well, when he first came to the bench, as I said, he said it's stuffed in more colourful language to the team doctor. So he looked in a lot of strife there. The other one, of course, Stephen Hill, he's dealt with soft tissue injuries for a long time now. He came off with that left hamstring complaint. He was getting it stretched when he came straight from the field. So I'm not sure if it's if it was just cramping up, if it was just tightness, or whether or not it's gone again. You wouldn't hope that it's gone again. But as we said, Freo, they're going to have their work cut out. They're probably going to have to win all of their home games to stand a chance of making the eight. So they're two pretty important players for them, and you'd, from a Dockers point of view, you'd hope they'd be fit and right to go to make finals.
I'm not sure Wilson's foot's any good either. He had to stay on, but he hobbled round for the last half in a bit of pain, I thought.
Yeah, and Connor Blakely back as well. He hurt his back in the first quarter, got crunching incident. So, but yeah, Wilson was definitely another one where I think if that had happened with 10 minutes to go in the last quarter, and they were 15 goals up, he wouldn't have come back on. It was the fact that it happened so early in the game. They still had 3.5 quarters left to go. That's the only reason he played out the match. So, a few concerns on the injury front. I haven't seen the Walters incident just yet. Do you fellas reckon he's got something to worry about?
Or? It was against Viney.
Yeah. From the vision I saw, it didn't look like that he moved his head forward to headbutt him. It just looked like they came together.
Coming together of heads, it was more... Bucky's given him a week, I think, earlier.
The boys have got...
He needs a rest, doesn't he? He really does need a rest. He looks a bit sore at the moment, Michael Waters.
Well, do you know what's funny?
He get crampy.
Do you know when he got that 50-metre penalty on the far wing? And I think one of you might have said that he was milking it. It might have been you, Bucky, that said he was milking it. He actually came to the bench when he kicked that goal, and he was in a lot of pain with his ribs. So I don't know if he might have got a bit of bruising there. He's played out the game, but then he got cramped later on in the match. So we know that there's been a few issues with the Optus Stadium turf already, and it's a hard surface over there. Whether or not that's giving him a few lower leg injuries, and that's where the cramps come from, I'm not really sure.
Why is that surface is so hard there? They're not in the middle of summer there, are they?
No.
It doesn't get cold.
Today's actually the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year, and no, in Perth has exactly the same winter as us. So no, they're not in the middle of summer. But it's obviously recently built. Maybe the soil hasn't settled. Maybe Etihad was built over the top of the car park or Colonial.
Yeah, but there's no car park underneath
I don't believe so.
Marvel Stadium,
yep.
It just keeps compressing against the concrete,
yes.
So it can't go anywhere. But when it's natural ground, it can. So I don't know why it's so hard.
Who's doing the time trials on the far side of the ground over here?
It's one of the Dockers who obviously was on the emergency list. So you can take your pick out of
I was going to say, it's a bit stiff if you played four quarters and then you have to do that.
Sarah, McCartney,
It's not Collier. Sarah, it might be Meek.
Okay.
It might be Meek.
Lloyd Meek, who's yet to play a game, yet to debut.
He'll play next week.
Be Lloyd Meek, number 30, actually, I reckon.
He'll be in next week.
I think Bucky's picked it. Bucky is absolutely
awesome. Well, I just name a player, Ian.
You do.
That's right, you do, Bucky.
You do.
I can pick him a mile away. Has he got the GoPro? No, he's got
GPS harness.
He's just doing that stuff that's just...
He wouldn't want to send those results to Macca, would he? Printer McCartney, he would sort of not really know what to do with them with the laptop.
No, he doesn't care. He only cares whether you can get a kick.
Get the kick.
You put your head over the footy and you play for the team.
Exactly.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.